Good morning to you. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. This time tomorrow, the polling stations will be well and truly open across the UK as we make one of the most important political decisions in our lifetime. Now, we've heard all sides of the referendum debate since the beginning of the year. This morning is your last chance to hear from two politicians, one in the Leave camp, one in the Remain camp, who will be trying to persuade you to vote either Leave or Remain. Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV, is in the Leave campaign, in the Leave camp. Mr. Allister, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, first and foremost, Jim Allister, on the subject of Europe, you must be very impressed with Northern Ireland last night.
Oh yes, it's great to be in the Euros. It's awful to be in the EU, but yes, we're showing them how it should be done in the Euros, and that's great.
Okay, so you want us out of the EU. Why are you so keen on leaving the European Union when it could lead to the breakup of the United Kingdom?
Well, it couldn't lead to the breakup of the United Kingdom. Let's just think about that. If seriously, the leaving the EU was a stepping stone to the breakup of the United Kingdom, wouldn't every nationalist, SNP, Sinn Féin, those who want the breakup of the United Kingdom, wouldn't they be on the Leave camp because they would see that as a stepping stone? It's absolute nonsense that it would lead to the breakup of the United Kingdom. This is a national decision. It'll be made nationally by us all. And it will bind us all, and that's the way it should be, because we're one nation.
But if the vast majority of English people want to leave and the vast majority of Scottish people want to remain, would that not lead to another referendum and then Scotland exiting the UK?
No, I think that's part of the scaremongering, and I don't accept that the vast majority of Scotland will want to stay anyhow. But, you know, this is a national decision. We joined the EU as the United Kingdom. Therefore, the only way we can leave it is as the United Kingdom. Why would Scotland, with the oil prices on rock bottom, why would they want to join in the EU where, by virtue of being a new country coming in, they would have to join the euro? Why would they want to join the most moribund, disastrous financial structure anywhere in the developed world? The Scots are more canny and more sensible than that, so I think it is absolute nonsense. But my fundamental reasons for wanting the United Kingdom to leave the EU are threefold. Number one, we pay in approximately $20 billion a year, we get back $10 billion a year, and we've been doing that for 40 years. It's time we caught ourselves on. Secondly, we are a vast trading nation. When we joined the EU, Europe was a growth area. Now, it's a totally stagnant area. It is the lowest GDP of any part of the developed world. It has got the least growth of any part of the developed world. And yet, most of our trade and consequence of that now lies outside the EU, 60% of our trade is with the rest of the world. Because we're in the EU, we cannot form a trade deal with any of those countries with which we are now trading more, because being in the EU ties our hand behind our back in trade terms. So growth and prosperity lies in following the growth in the world, and that's outside the EU. And the third reason I want to leave is we're not a nation at all if we can't even control our own borders. So it's time to take back control. It's time to leave.
Where will the farmers get their subsidies from if we leave the EU?
The farmers get their subsidies now, today, from the British taxpayer. It's diverted through Brussels. Brussels creams off for inefficient southern European farmers a great deal of what we contribute to the CAP, but every penny we get back is some of our own money coming back to us. And just as there was an agricultural support scheme before we ever joined the EU, so there will be one after, for a very simple reason. That's the interest of every single citizen that there should be agricultural support, because the consequence of agricultural support or subsidy or call it what you like is to manage and keep manageable the price of food. And that is as much in the interest of the consumer as it is the producer. And therefore, inevitably, there will be a agricultural support scheme outside the EU as there was before we ever joined.
Can you guarantee that it will be as generous as it is now? Farmers are trying to make up their minds.
As generous? The common agricultural funding has been falling dramatically. There's no guarantee of it beyond 2020. The EU's share of agricultural spending from the Brussels budget has been falling dramatically. It will continue to fall.
But can you guarantee it'll still be as good as it is now?
I don't see. Yes, because we have 20 billion that we're not pouring down the drain in Brussels. Therefore, there'll be money to spend on our own people. And for the reasons I've explained, it's in everyone's interest that it should be adequate and sufficient. And of course it will be, but the advantage of it will be, it won't come with the mad strings attached of cross-compliance and all the bureaucracy. It will be able to be simplified and made a more rational, reasonable payment, easily qualified for and easily paid out, instead of going through all the incredible hoops that Brussels delights in putting in front of everything.
73% of UK farming exports go to the UK, go to the EU.
Most of Northern Ireland's exports, if we want to call them that, actually go to the rest of the United Kingdom. We have 8.3 billion of our manufacturing produce goes to the rest of the UK. That's our greatest market. Something of the order of 2.5 billion goes to the EU, and about the same goes to the rest of the world. So this idea that we are some sort of supplicant dependent on the EU is just not true. But one of the consequences of being in the EU is, whether you export to the EU or not, if you're a manufacturer anywhere in the United Kingdom, you're subject to all the tranches of regulation of the EU, even though what you produce may be consumed at home. And that's one of the madnesses of the EU, that we are necessarily subjecting our business to red tape and bureaucracy, which is needless and it's serving no purpose whatsoever.
Okay, there are many, many topics. We can't cover them all this morning. We're giving you, Mr. Alistair, 7 minutes, and indeed David Ford a little later in the programme, his 7 minutes as well. If you have your people now listening to the programme and you want to persuade them to vote with you, in 30 seconds, what would you be saying to them regarding tomorrow?
I would say, let's take back control of our own country. Isn't it right that we in the United Kingdom should be able to decide where to spend our own money, how to spend it, who to spend it on? Isn't it right we should be able to make our own decisions, decide our own destiny, take back control by being able to elect those who make those decisions, instead of the unelectable quangos of Brussels, whom no one can elect or no one ever would elect, and that they control and decide all the decisions in our lives. So it's time to take back control and stand tall and stand proud and go forward into this trading world as the fifth biggest economy in the world, knowing that we can do it unshackled and successfully without the EU.
Okay, Jim Alistair, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Jim Alistair, leader of the TUV. Clear on how Jim Alistair would like you to vote.